G'day guys, Tim here, the guy in the hat with my two army generals. On this side, we've got Sam from Liberty Bullion, of course, the expert in commodities. What's your catchphrase again, Sammy?
What a time to be alive, Timmy. What a bloody time to be alive it is.
Certainly is, Sammy. It's a very popular catchphrase, that one. And of course, on this side, we've got the Baron of Bitcoin. What he doesn't know about cryptocurrencies, you can write on the back of the postage stamp. What's your...
You're not bullish enough.
You're not bullish enough. Now, there's a reason why we say that, boys. Now, just to give you a quick, I'll get you boys buying on this one. Right now, just so you know, we've got power outages in Portugal, Spain, France, and other places. Not Switzerland, though. I don't know why Switzerland is unaffected. Strange.
Strange.
Strange. It's
Strange.
strange. We've also got Ursula von der Leyen saying she's going to take $10 trillion worth of funds from the 27 constituents. Members of the European Union and mobilize those funds to protect the borders of which border, of course, and whom. That would be evident if you have a look at Poland. They're preparing for war. They're the largest spender under NATO of armaments, and they're trying to protect their borders from Russia. Looks like 1939 all over again. International Monetary Fund came out and said that we are actually going through a reset.
What? Yeah.
I wonder what the R in this business stands for.
Well,
We've been skewered. We've been told we're absolutely stupid. You've been
cookers, conspiracy theorists.
cookers. I had somebody the other day listen to my talk from the Gold Conference on Roosevelt and the confiscation of gold, and they said, "This guy's a cooker." I don't know what you get. I mean, seriously. Anyway, so welcome.
But when they hear it from the International Monetary Fund, they go, "Oh yeah, there is a reset going on."
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
yeah, you're normies, man.
If we were called BTC, it would be Beat the Cookers. There you
Yeah.
go. So anyway, over to you boys. This is the setup, the market setup. Who wants to go first?
I'll let
And
Mitch take it away.
Fish, where's has Bitcoin gone to zero?
Bitcoin is not going to zero. In fact, it has never gone to zero in its entire 16 years of history, and will never go there. I mean, there'll be market fluctuations up and down. That's normal. That's what markets do. Bitcoin's trading at 95,200 USD at the moment, just over 149,000 AUD at current market prices. And this is the crazy thing that I wanted to share with the BTR family. There is no euphoria. There's no excitement. There's no rush into
Why?
buying Bitcoin
Why? Why?
because this is the thing, is that we've been here before, right? The first
So
time,
now it's old news.
it's old news, right? So here's the thing. Bitcoin, when it first hit 95,000 and on its way to 100K, people were euphoric, people were pumping. Mind you, we're up on the year slightly, like we're up 1% year to date. And Bitcoin has traded up to 109. So I think there's that 14K difference between where we've been and where we are now. It's kind of got people a little bit complacent, but this is an incredibly bullish setup. When people were calling, when it went down to 75K, people were going, "Ah, this is it, it's
Going to
done,
zero.
it's gonna zero, it's gonna 60K, it's gonna
XRP is
60K,
better.
yeah, whatever it is, right?" And then I tell them, "Guys, this is not a time for panic. This is the time." When I say you're not bullish enough, I don't say it at the highs, because it's very easy to be a bullish and be a bull when market prices are up and all you're seeing is green candles going up through the roof, right? That's it. That's it's
I
easy
like the
to
way you're representing green candles there.
be candles. Get those green candles.
What's a red candle look like?
But what it is that when I remind people you're not bullish enough, it's not about being able to buy the highs. That's what retail masses do. What you got to do is you got to buy the blood, you buy the red, and that's when you get to be able to make
Yes.
your wealth. And we got on the phones. I called 80K as the low. We went a little bit lower than that, but that's okay. And yeah, we're now trading at 95,200. Not a peak of euphoria, not a peak of excitement, which just tells me how much we've got left in this bull run.
There's a little bit of excitement with those that are holding the asset, though, surely.
I mean, yeah, generally speaking, there is,
But
but I think a lot of people are still complacent. They believe that this rally will fail like the others, which is a
hang on, or there is this guy called the Baron who keeps telling us it's going to go to 200, and now they're depressed that it's not 200.
That's right. Well, 150 by July, 200 by the year end. And I just think that, when people want to buy it when it's at 150, or people want to buy it when it gets to 200, because it confirms to them that I'm right,
That's right.
right?
You're going to sell more Bitcoin at 200 than you
Then
will at 75.
and I'm like, "Guys,
Settle.
this is what's this? I'm telling you, this is the opportunity of a lifetime." And I've been using Bitcoin nonstop. I'm going off to Dubai tonight. I fly off. I'm going to be transacting with Bitcoin when I'm over there. I'm going to convert some BTC into Emirati dinars when I'm over there. Came back from Thailand. I traded Bitcoin for Thai baht. I don't have a bank account. I don't have a bank account. Like literally right now, I'm
probably one of the wealthiest individuals in this entire cafe, dare I
Which is
say.
why you buy the coffee.
And I don't have a bank account, right? And it's freedom, guys. It's freedom. So that's it for me on the in terms of the market update. I'm sure there's a lot more to
Oh,
discuss,
there's a
but
lot more to discuss. Sammy, give us some updates on gold and silver. Is gold a minimal return asset?
Oh, look, I mean, it's up 20% for the year in Aussie dollars. We're only 4 months in, so you annualize that out, what, 60% return for the year? Went up 40% last year. I mean, bloody rubbish returns, mate. You know what we should do instead? We should park our money in Australian government bonds, paying you 4.15%.
Wow.
That's a good investment, mate. Government bonds paying you 4.15% when inflation's double digits. That's the good investment, not this gold stuff. I mean, it's minimal returns, mate. 40% last year, 20% the last 4 months. Come on, I mean, who'd be happy with that, right? Right?
And also, don't forget the 12% debasement last year with the currency overprinting.
Was going to say, it's for those who bash gold and its performance particularly, I ask, I mean, what would you be happy with? Do you need 100% a year, 200% a year, 300% a year? What are you happy with? Because you sound a little bit greedy when you say the gold's not doing enough.
All right, so I'm going to give you this, right? Klaus Schwab steps down.
Yep.
The one-eyed man from Nestlé, of course, the pharmaceutical company. That they're not a confectionery company. They were originally
Yep.
pharmaceuticals. I don't care what anybody says. I don't
Water
exist.
is not a human right.
Water is not a human right, of course. They wiped out the potato crops, of course, in the 19th century, and of course, they had the baby formula solution. La da la da da. That's who this guy is, the one guy with one eye. The Pope, apparently, the Pope, the hologram that we call the Pope. He's now gone. And of course, we've got Poland preparing for war. Ursula von der Leyen wants $10 trillion. John Trump, geez, that's his uncle. Donald Trump, of course, with his tariffs. We've got more gold being moved into BRICS than you can ever actually imagine. Gold has skyrocketed. Bitcoin's on the move. Silver's at 100 to 1 against gold. The US dollar, where's the US dollar in all of this?
US dollar is getting smashed. I mean, if you look at just the Aussie dollar to the US dollar exchange rate, the Aussie dollar has had a bit of a resurgence as of late. Was trading at 60 cents at the start of the year, and it's gone up to 64 cents now, which is, I mean, what's zero plus zero, guys?
It's much of a muchness. And,
Yeah.
you know, when people say, oh, the Aussie dollar is going to rally here, and, you know, we're going to make so much money holding Aussie dollars, guys, inflation's still really bad in Aussie dollars. You're not going to make any money holding Aussie dollars, and particularly not in a bank account yielding you what, 4% return. It's horrific. So all this focus on FX, whilst we can understand it and it's important to talk about, you know, you shouldn't be buying Aussie dollars here expecting the rally because, you know, it's a garbage asset.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally all of that garbage is going to go to zero one way or another. What they trade against each other is irrelevant and immaterial because your Aussie dollars, even if you withdraw it in cash, is getting debased. Or if you hold your Aussie dollars in a commercial bank account, you're going to have to ask for permission to use it and access it. And that's not an asset. That's not even, you can't even call that money because if I want to use my dollars on whatever I want to use it on, whether it's investing in Bitcoin and the CBA, Commonwealth Bank has come out and said, if you choose to transact or transfer funds to a cryptocurrency brokerage or exchange, we will suspend it or cancel the transaction and reserve the right to suspend your account. Guys, this is craziness. This is craziness. We're seeing the reset occurring. Right? I mean, I hate to say, I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but the reset is occurring right
Well,
now.
there's
Right
a
now.
there's an article that I want to point out to Sammy. I put an article, you know, the general. We've got this chat called the General's Chat.
Yep.
Did you see the one on gold? I have never seen a mainstream article say beware of gold scams. What is this all about?
Well, it's funny. We got banks in their scam departments advertising that guys be really careful about gold with the gold price up, so are gold scams. I mean, here's the thing: when a banker who's scamming you every day says be worried about gold scams, I mean, look, as a trusted bullion dealer, not every bullion dealer is the same, right? So you have to do business with people you trust. I understand that. But a banker saying be wary of gold scams, mate, you should be wary of bank scams, i.e., 4% return in a 10% inflation environment. They're stealing 6% from you every single year, and then they're telling you to be worried about scams. Mate, it's the pot calling the kettle black here. Someone's getting scammed, and it's those who hold fiat currency in a bank account.
And then you have to have the privilege to ask for permission to get access to your scammed funds.
Do you
This is
know,
just
it almost
irony
feels
is too much.
it feels like there's two trenches. In one trench over there, there's all the bankers. They keep And over here, there's the bullion and crypto guys. And the only thing is, we've got bigger weapons. I know that. There's so many jokes.
I've seen your weapons.
I've seen yours, maybe. It's a primer. But, geez, I tell you what, so many. We're live, guys.
We've got to come back.
It's PG, guys. So this is interesting. We're watching. So you guys were hammered by the commercial banks, and of course we try not to talk too much about them. Now you were hit recently by
we won't mention the bank, but the business bank, or the bank that I bank with for my business, is they sent me a nasty letter last week saying, "Hey Sam, we're going to shut one of your two business accounts that you got with us down." They did not supply me a reason as to why they are doing it. They also told me in the letter that there is no recourse. It's not worth emailing back and trying to have a little chat about it. They've made their decision. It's final. It's done. And I just have to go kick rocks.
Has that destroyed your business? That
no, absolutely not. You know
you
what's
just
funny?
Dusted off.
They took away my much smaller account that I don't receive customer funds into. And I just use it for, you know, small purchases here and there. So they picked the one account that would inconvenience me less and then removed that one and left the other one, which I actually need, open and ready to go. So, I mean, I don't want to poke the bear, but guys, you picked the wrong account.